This is an audio boo version of a post I wrote and published on 14sandwiches.com on Thursday this week, the 25th of March. Education needs to shake its fear of social media. The announcement yesterday that the UK government was planning to introduce Twitter lessons into British schools caused a bit of a stir online. Looking closer, the story isn't quite true. After all, by the time any new curriculum reaches the classroom, Twitter may well be yesterday's news. I interpreted Wednesday's news as meaning general social media skills are to be taught in primary schools in future. As internet-based communication becomes increasingly central to our lives, it's important for children to learn online social networking skills early. The thing is, if we're going to teach social media skills in UK schools, education needs to shake off its fear of social media first. If you don't have much connection with the education world, you might not have encountered this fear. So many people in charge of what our children learn are terrified of unlocking the potential of the benefits social media could bring to our classrooms. The problem is that social media, with its emphasis on openness and sharing, is at odds with the traditional notions of privacy and child protection. Child protection is a big thing when it comes to any kind of media in schools. Before so much as a photograph can be taken of a child, permission needs to be gained from his or her parents. Child protection rules are important, of course, especially when dealing with children who may be at risk if their identity is disclosed online. But we're now in the naked 21st century, as I like to call it, and everyone, children included, are going to have to get used to having increasingly less privacy. The argument for using social media in schools is so compelling that education policymakers are going to have to relax the rules sooner rather than later. Take, for example, a project I worked on today, BBC News School Report. It's a brilliant initiative that sees children creating news programmes to a tight deadline with the support of the BBC's formidable news resources. It's a great way for young people to learn about the media, and the hundreds of children who take part every year get a lot out of it. The problem is that the students who aren't taking part can't follow the day's progress. To solve this problem, we decided to set up a Flickr account and a Twitter account to easily and quickly pass on images and news of our school reporters' progress. Brilliant! An easy and quick solution thanks to modern technology. Unfortunately, it would seem that we're slightly ahead of the curve in using these services within education, and we weren't allowed to use them. They fall foul of BBC School Report rules that forbid the use of social networks aimed at the over-13s. The idea of this rule is to protect children in areas of the internet where they might encounter unsavoury adults. Our get-around was for me to send text messages of our progress and images as email attachments to our web developer back at school to manually add to our site. It worked fine for helping people in school keep up to date, but what about sharing the news? We wanted to shout about what we were doing online. We wanted to send public updates on a network that would allow the news to travel far and wide and really publicise what we were doing. It could take the students' work to a much wider audience. The rules, admittedly put in place with honourable intentions, stopped us doing that. As long as we teach our children to behave safely online, social media is no more dangerous than letting a child walk home from school alone, having been taught road safety. While policy slowly catches up with the potential, educators can still get value out of social media in the meantime. Take a look at the blog ICT in My Classroom. That documents the innovative use of new technologies in a primary school as an example. Meanwhile, I'm looking for a suitable opportunity to use live video streaming in the school I work at through a private quick stream that wouldn't be publicly available and thus wouldn't cause any problems. Social media has so much to offer. Let's unlock the potential and let our educators run free.